Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. 6 weeks after winning the U.S. presidential election, Joe Biden said Tuesday he told Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell during a phone call he initiated that although they disagree on a lot of things, there are things that they can work together on. McConnell, who had refrained from declaring Biden the winner, said in a Senate speech Tuesday that Biden's victory Monday in the Electoral College made his claim to a four-year term in the White House a reality. President Trump has continued to make unfounded claims that he was cheated out of re-election. He did not immediately respond to McConnell's acknowledgement that Biden would become the country's 46th president on January 20th. President-elect Biden is expected to choose former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm as Secretary of Energy in his administration, according to two people familiar with the decision. Biden also named Pete Buttigieg, one of his former rivals for the Democratic presidential nomination, as head of the Department of Transportation in his new administration, according to various media outlets. Both appointments require Senate confirmation. In a report, British lawmakers are urging Britain to spearhead an international effort to replace the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. They also are calling for tougher relations with Tehran. Parliament's watchdog Foreign Affairs Committee says the deal to rein in Iran's ballistic missile program is now a shell of an agreement and beyond repair. The committee's report also urged the British government to respond more effectively to Tehran's wider destabilizing activities in the region. For more news, join us at voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Rebels from the Boko Haram extremist group are now claiming responsibility for abducting hundreds of boys from a school in Nigeria's northern Katsina state last Friday. More than 330 students still missing from the government science secondary school in Kankara. After the government attacked the school, although scores of other students managed to escape. A spokesman for Nigeria's president says the government and the attackers are negotiating the fate of those missing boys. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and the International Organization for Migration said the capsizing of a boat carrying people from Venezuela to Trinidad and Tobago should be a reminder of the extreme risk of sea journeys and other irregular cross-border movements taken by refugees and immigrants. The boat carrying at least 25 people, including children, sank off the eastern coast of Venezuela over the weekend. 11 bodies have been recovered so far. Venezuela has yet to provide an official death toll, but some reports suggest 20 bodies were recovered from the sea. The United Nations said more than 2 million children in the Tigray region of Ethiopia have been cut off from humanitarian assistance for more than a month. The UN said it was prepared to provide essential services to malnourished children in the embattled region, but needed access to Tigray that Addis Ababa is currently not allowing. A UN spokesman said the agency was working with the Ethiopian government to reestablish access to the conflict zones. Guinea President Alpha Condé is appealing to the citizens to unite as he begins his third term in office. In a speech following his inauguration Tuesday, Condé called on Guineans to renew the solidarity of the state to heal wounds and cement terms of peace. Condé's appeal followed deadly clashes during the October vote, boycotted by the opposition. Upset, Condé pushed through a constitutional change, allowing him to run despite a two-term limit. And Pope Francis on Wednesday, encouraging people across the world to think about the real Christmas, with the Christian holiday set to be limited by coronavirus restrictions in many countries. Christians around the world facing unusual Christmas, as many countries' governments are implementing strict restrictions on movement of people and on social gatherings in order to avoid a third wave of the coronavirus. The Vatican has moved up the hour of Pope's traditional Christmas Eve Mass in order to comply with Italy's 10 p.m. national curfew. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.